God bless all of you. And God bless all of you on the Blog Talk tonight. Oh, my God. God is so multitudinous. He's so wondrous and so amazing and so astounding. We're giving all the glory and all the praise. Amen. And we just come for unusual reasons. I don't know if you've heard about the New Awakening, but this is the New Awakening. We're moving from the give me approach to God, to the thank you approach. You can't understand this unless you get in the spirit realm. This is a spiritual thing. We're not thanking him one time and saying, if I thank him from my heart one time, that's enough. That might be for you. But I want to continuously thank him because he's continuously doing great and wondrous things for me. And he's doing it for you, too. You just got to open your eyes, ask him to take the cataracts off, and ask him to let you realize and see what he's doing for you. And when you realize how much he's done for you since last night at this time, all the many things he's done for you, I can at least count around 2,500 things that God did for you. Yeah, prove it to me, Dr. Johnson. The fact that he let your heart beat close to 1,200 times or more, I know 1,000. The fact that he let you think so many thoughts between last night and tonight. The fact that he let your lungs breathe at least 1,000 times or more since last night to right now. The fact that he allowed you to blink your eyes probably 1,000 times between last night and tonight. Oh, my God, I can keep going on. The fact that he let you twitch your fingers. Who you think let you do? You don't think about it. Who you think let you twitch your fingers between last night and tonight? All the times you twisted your fingers, move your fingers is what I'm trying to say. All the times you got up and walked, every step you took. My wife, thank God for her. She has this, I don't know what you call it, but it counts the steps. Pedometer, yeah. And between last night and tonight, she's taken approximately how many steps? Over 5,000 steps. If you thanked him one time for every step you take, my God, you'd owe him over 1,000 praises, over 6,000 things that he's done for you since last night. Over 6,000 things he's done for you. If you just could realize what the Lord has done for you. And yet, somebody don't even want to thank him 1,000 times. Oh, my God. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us. All the many things that you've done for us since last night. If we could realize, if we had enough time to think about what you've done, we'd open our mouth and say hallelujah. When I think about Jesus and all the things he's done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah. And I thank God for saving me. Oh, my God, all the things he's done for me. And that's why we're going to thank him at least 1,000 times tonight. Amen. We're going to get some prayer requests, yes. But I want to thank him at least 1,000 times because he deserves the praise. Amen. And we love him. Amen. Open up the line. Amen. If we got any lines, open up. If you got a person you want to put on the prayer line, on this blog line, we certainly want to receive it. Now, Dr. Johnson, what are you asking God to do? I'm asking him to do miracles. Why? Because he's the only miracle worker. Amen. Because he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think. Are you forgetting about any doctors who can help you? No. Thank God for the doctors. But I'm not. This is not about man's ingenuities. We're not trying to praise man tonight. Thank God for every doctor. We're not trying to praise no doctors tonight. This is not their time. Amen. This is God's time. We're trying to praise God for every miracle that he performs because he's certainly able to perform miracles. Amen. He is the miracle worker. And let me ask you something. Just use your common sense. How many of y'all have been to the hospital and stayed a lengthy time? How much did it cost you? stay a week, 2 weeks. You owe $25,000, $50,000, stay a month, you'll owe $100,000. Why would you want to owe the hospital and the doctors $100,000 when you got a mighty God who can heal you and he's already paid the price for you? I mean, it don't make common sense to me. I'd rather for him to give me a divine miracle rather than for me to have to have a bill coming in the mail for $100,000. Amen. So join me in faith and believing God. When he said, if you have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you can say to the mountain, get out of the way, move. If you have enough faith, God will let the mountain move for you. Some of y'all got mountains in your life, and you need the mountain moved. And no man can move the mountain for you except God, able to do exceeding abundantly. I hope y'all hear me here tonight. I love you. I'm just trying to get you some help. I'm trying to get you some help where you can stand it. Everybody can stand the miracle. All right, let's go to God and open the lines up. Can y'all hear me? Anybody say something? If you can hear me, amen. If your line is open, say something. Anybody? All right. We're going to ask Ambassador Hagan, if she will, to, as soon as you can, open these lines up so people can make their request known. I'm going to say a general prayer, and hopefully it will hit you, and the Lord will bless your life. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being a miracle-working God. I just proved to the people and just brought it to their minds how between last night and tonight, you've done thousands of things for them. Some people have not even realized how much you've done for them. But God, we all should agree that we owe you some praise and adoration for everything you have done. My God, we're not going to just thank you one time. Our goal is to lead the people into thanking you at least 1,000 times, because you deserve it, Lord. Oh, God, you deserve it. We love you and we praise you. Now look on every person under the sound of my voice who can hear me. I'm asking you to grant them a miracle and bless them, Lord. Hopefully they won't mind me asking you to bless them with a bona fide, ultra awesome miracle. Because some people have cancer and they need to be healed. Some people, the doctors have diagnosed them with COPD and lung problems, and they need to be healed, need to be healed. Some people have had strokes, and they need to be healed. Some people have had all kinds of heart problems, and they need to be healed. Some people have had eye problems and ear problems and leg problems and mind problems and all kinds of neuropathy and everything, neuropathy, and they need all kinds of healings in the name of Jesus. And you're able. You went to the cross, Lord, for your people to be able to have miracles and have eternal life. Oh, God, you died for everything that would try to affect your mankind that you created, God. And we love you for it and appreciate you. Lord, we're calling upon you, the miracle worker, to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. And asking you to look on those persons who have their backs against the wall. How do I know? Because I've been there. I've had my back against the wall. And it was nobody but you, God, got it off the wall. That's why I know what you can do. Oh, God, you can come to the rescue of the people. We love you. We praise you. We appreciate you. And that's all you require. Because you paid it all. You require that we do what you created us to do, and that is to praise you. We give you honor, we give you worship, we give you adoration, and all the praise belongs to you. Thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for what you're about to do. And thank you for what you are going to do in the future. Amen. You're not going to leave us nor forsake us. You're going to help us through every situation. That's why I played that song, Lord, on my horn. I got a feeling everything will be all right. And every time, God, you work it out. You work it out. Thank you for being there when nobody else has been there. When people have tried to hurt us and push us down and not even be concerned about things that are happening about us. God, you have been there. You care. And you have loved us. And we just thank you. And God, thank you for the people on the line who have been through storms and through rain. And even right now, somebody is in a storm right now. God, I've experienced that you're with us even more so when we're going through a storm than at other times, even though you're with us. But you're especially close to those who are going through. You're our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. And I thank you for it. Now bless, 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 bless. Lift, 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 lift. Lift. See through, see through, see through, see through. See us through, see us through, see us through, see us through. Ah! God, let your anointing fall. Fall, fall, fall. Fall on your people. Fall, fall, fall. On everybody who will pronounce that upon themselves. Let it happen, Lord. I receive it on me. I receive it for me. And let them receive it for themselves. In the name of Jesus. Give for it. And we praise you. And, oh, God, as the people, eventually the lines are open, let them not be ashamed to thank you. The enemy is trying to muzzle them like an ox. Doesn't want them to tread the corn. They don't want them to say something for the Lord. The enemy doesn't want them to speak out and thank God 1,000 times. Why? Because he wants to be the God of this earth, just like he tried to take over in heaven. And the Bible says in Revelation, the 12th chapter, there was a war in heaven because the enemy was trying to take over and be God. But God, don't let him do it down here. He couldn't do it in heaven. He got kicked out by Michael and the angels who fought against him. And 1/3 of the heavenly host fell. But here we are down here, Lord, with the same booger who's trying to have the same M.O. in heaven. But God, don't let him take over. Trying to take over and be the king and the God of earth. And God, in the name of Jesus, we as a saint of God got to pray against it. We as a saint of God got to fast against it. Got to ask you to touch and deliver us, because the enemy, the Bible says, has come down to earth, and woe be unto the inhabitants of the earth. God, we give you the glory. Please dispatch some of your great angels to fight for your people down here, because the enemy is angry, the word says in Revelation 12 and around 10. The enemy is angry. He's come down to this earth because he was defeated in heaven. Now he's angry on this earth and trying to take over everything that would be godly on this earth. Hollywood and everywhere else, he's trying to take over by leading the people on this earth into ungodliness, into worshiping idol gods, American Idol and everything else that seems so wholesome. But God, you didn't ordain idols on this earth. You never would have done that, ever. Every word of God, if we look through the word of God, you were always against any idol god worship, whether it was people or whether it was icons or things on this earth. You have always been against it. And God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh God, help your people to wake up and see that you have always wanted the glory, and to wake up and
we cannot hear you, Dr. Johnson.
Ambassador Hendricks?
Yes.
Ambassador-elect Hendricks, you want to go ahead and lead us in prayer until he comes back?
Until he comes back, yes. Amen. I think he was about to friend, and I think he was about to take your prayer request. Amen. So we'll just go ahead until we hear his voice again. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Do anyone have a prayer request at this time?
Yes, this is Elect Mother Wilson. I'm requesting prayer for my sister Marty again.
She went back into
the hospital again for a kidney. So be praying for her.
Amen.
Amen. Back to you, Chief. Chief, are you there? Anyone else have a prayer request?
This is Sister Lucille. I have an unspoken request, and also I'm asking the saints to pray for my children's father. His name is Eddie Cook.
Yeah.
Eddie, your father?
My kid's father.
Your children's father. Okay,
yes.
Sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Amen. Mother Wilson, that was your sister you want prayer for?
Yes, Marty, Canada.
Marty, okay.
City.
Yes.
Her kidney is trying to fail her.
Okay.
Thank you, God. Thank you,
Jesus. Glory to God. Anyone else have a prayer request?
No.
Amen. I'm putting my daughter on the prayer request. Her name is Kathy Bruton. She's trying to learn how to walk all over again, so she's on the prayer request for tonight. Anyone else?
Yes. This is Ambassador-elect Frierson from Michigan, and I would like to put my mother on the request line. She's sick tonight.
Okay, mother. Okay. All right. Maybe we better stop at this point. Chief, are you back with us? Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and pray for these that we already have. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we're going to go to the throne. Hallelujah, because we know that God always hears our prayers. Hallelujah. And, oh, God and the Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
As we come, Lord, hallelujah, bringing, hallelujah, these people into you, Lord, tonight. We asking you, Lord, hallelujah, to look on each and every one of the prayer requests for tonight. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. As we bring Mother Wilson's, hallelujah, Mother Wilson's sister, ask the Lord, oh, my God, you already know what she needs. You already know her condition. And we ask you, Lord, oh, my God, to touch her kidneys, Lord.
Thank you,
in the name of Jesus. Touch her, Lord. Oh, God,
Jesus.
From the crown of
Hallelujah.
Her head to the sole of her feet. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And, oh, God, we ask you, Lord.
Thank you,
Sister Lucille is asking for prayer for her children's daddy. Ed,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
we ask you, Lord, oh,
hallelujah.
God, hallelujah. You know the condition.
Hallelujah.
Is, oh, God, Ed is going through with, Lord. You already know. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God.
Lord,
hallelujah. Touch him, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Thank
name
you,
of
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for my daughter, Kathy, in the
Thank
name of
you.
Jesus. Oh, God, give her strength, Lord, in her feet, her legs, Lord. Oh, God, let her be able to walk again,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
In the
yes.
mighty name of Jesus, strengthen those legs,
mighty
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Heal
touch her, Lord.
Names.
Touch her, Lord, from her
touch,
head
Lord.
To her toe, Lord.
Touch.
Oh, God, in
touch.
The name of
touch.
Jesus,
touch.
Glory be to God.
Yes.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Then, Lord, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bring, hallelujah, and bless late fries from the mother. Oh, God, hallelujah. You know her condition.
Hallelujah.
We ask you to touch the Lord. Oh, God, we believe in miracles.
Yes.
We know
yes.
that you can do anything but fail, Lord. So we ask you to
thank
touch
you,
her body, Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever
touch,
is going
Lord.
On
touch. Hallelujah.
With her, Lord. Touch her, Lord. Touch her right now
touch
in her
Father.
Body. Hallelujah. In
yes,
the name
in
of
name
Jesus.
Jesus.
And we call
yes,
it
Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus'
amen.
Name.
And amen.
Amen.
Now we're going to go to the throne.
Amen.
We just ask everybody to just thank the Lord for these prayer requests. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for achieving that. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for God's glory. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, thank you for Dr. Hagin.
Thank you,
Dr. Stan.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.